Welcome to the Nature Boy podcast. This is Dave Gibbons. I know you're wondering, why Nature Boy? Well, as you learned from the last episode, if you listened closely, you would have noted that when I was young, my dad saw me running around without clothes, and he would laugh all the time. And then he'd say, "Man, you are a nature boy." So I never lost that fond title from my father. So when I think about good days, actually, I go back to those moments when I was this kid who really didn't care about what people thought. And I would run around really free and have a lot of fun, roam the forest, jump into ponds in Maryland, and just walk around thinking that I could actually talk to the animals and they understood me. So my hope is I want to live that way. You know, I want to live free. I want to live like a child of wonder. As I grow older, I want to be more young. So that's the aspect of this podcast I want to emphasize. So what I want to talk about today is this idea of strength, superpowers, gifts, and talents. I was in the marketplace in Detroit this past week, meeting with different companies, consultants, and leaders. And I noticed that our conversations will often go to talent and competencies. And we really care to find, you know, all-star teammates. And when you're interviewing and you're dealing with these C-suite executives, you find a lot of wonderful people. And there's tons of super amazing individuals who have these talents that can do extraordinary things. But what I've discovered over time is that while there are a lot of people maybe with great talent, it's hard to find people who know how to use that talent well and effectively. And the ones I've seen that do their work in wonderful fashion, in a way that's meaningful and brings significance and that seems transcendent and even spiritual when they work, are the ones who do it with this one pursuit. And this pursuit is about love. You know, it's loving their work, of course. It's loving the people that they're actually serving. The people who use their gifts or their talents or their superpowers for themselves, you can kind of tell. And it's a vertical build, and there's some type of attribution that you'll gain. But the ones who know how to have love, they can actually become the people who seem fearless, who are filled with a ton of courage and have the greatest connectedness to humanity. So there's no wonder that you find in some ancient writings that they say out of all the gifts, there's no greater gift than love. People ask me, you know, when I speak, how do I speak in a way where I don't get stage fright? And the truth is, you know, I'm always combating some type of fright or fear. But the way I've learned to overcome it is with this whole piece of love. You know, not only the sense that, you know, I'm loved myself by somebody or some people that really care about me, maybe even in the audience, but you turn it around and you say, what if I love the people that I'm sharing with? And literally, I'll look at the audience before I speak and I say, man, I really like that person. And I like that person. And it really brings the anxiety levels down. So love really does take away fear. Love is the greatest motivation. It's the thing that really connects. It's the one virtue that if you go after, it makes all the difference. This is the Nature Boy podcast. Glad to be sharing with you today. Look forward to sharing with you next week.